What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another great and exciting episode of the Tunnel Series presented to you by the WPBA. Before we get hyped to take the floor, we start in the tunnel. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host and your ambassador this morning. My name is TJ, and I'm so excited for the ladies and the cast of characters we got going on this morning. First and foremost, I got to introduce our illustrious commissioner, Miss Tamika Milburn. Miss Milburn, good morning, as well as Coach Latoya Bond. Coach Bond, how are you? But listen, the real reason why we're here today is to celebrate a young lady who accomplished history on Thursday evening, being a part of the new WNBA team known as the Minnesota Lynx. Ladies and gentlemen, she's taken a long way, but she's taken the right way. And we're so excited to celebrate her accomplishments this morning and talk to her live and keep things going. We're going to introduce her right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ashika Alexander. Miss Alexander, congratulations and welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing well.
So you've been on a high since several days now. What's that been feeling like for you now to be a professional basketball player?
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's to be expected, but it's just a real feeling. I'm excited to get started and see how things go.
Absolutely. So we're excited for you as well, and that's why everybody's on the screen with you to talk to you. But let's start like this, because you know, a lot of basketball players, when they first get into the sport of basketball from the very beginning, they take a basketball and their parents or grandparents or whoever's watching them puts a basketball into the cradle. That's not your case. What was it like taking the long way, as we say, to grandma's house to get to where you are as a professional right now?
Stressful, very stressful. I mean, it was times I was ready to quit, didn't want to do it anymore. But, you know, if you really love the game, you always find your way back to it. So
you come from humble beginnings. You know, things that you were doing as a child, as a youth, were tough, and you had to really, you know, work hard to get to where you're at right now. Talk about some of the lessons that you learned, you know, growing up and coming into the space where you're in right now. How grateful are you to be where you are based upon your humble beginnings? And what's your thoughts when you think about those things right now?
The biggest lesson that I've learned is I do not know everything. Okay. You know, as a kid, you think you know what's best for yourself and all the decisions, you know, the right decisions. But I had to humble myself and really realize, like, I do need help sometimes. And people's opinions on my life and the right people's opinion on my life can help me. So that was the biggest thing. And ultimately, I'm very grateful to be here, you know, especially coming from an HBCU. That's big.
Absolutely. So that's why I got this hat on right now. Make history now. You're the first signee in Lynx history to be signed from an HBCU. Talk about that, because years from now, your name is going to be in history books. I don't know if you took time to step back and relish in that moment, but girlfriend, you made history. So talk about that. Like, what is that to be? Because as we look in the professional sports world right now, HBCUs are on the come up. Some of the top high school players have now gone to select HBCUs. We've seen what's going on at Howard. We've seen what's going on at several other schools. But talk about now that you're going to leave that legacy as well. Talk about that for you.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't had the time to even process anything. You know, I've just been going ever since. But I wish I was one of those kids coming out of high school that really, like, thought about going to HBCU. But I was one of those people that wanted to go to the biggest. So I think that was important for me now that I have to really realize, like, I can go anywhere and still come from, you know, go where where I'm trying to go. But
absolutely. So let me do this, because – the term late bloomers really was something that would quantify you. Let me say that, because you didn't go, like I said, right from the womb into playing ball. So I'm going to speak to Miss Milburn and Coach Bond. What was it like when y'all first seen her? I know she went through a lot of workouts. She had to grind to get to where she was at. But talk about when that first meeting, that when she walked into the gym, you know, and the basketball was a new thing. Like, what did y'all do to speak to her, talk to her, and, you know, get it ingrained into the program to which you guys have so many prestigious ladies come from?
You want to tell how you met she? We went to her, one of her games, and we weren't even there really looking at her. We were there looking at someone else.
Right.
She wasn't really getting a lot of playing time at that point. Coach Bond actually saw her play for a few minutes and was like, I like her. And, you know, back then I was like, okay. You know, because I wasn't really watching basketball as much as I am now back then. But Coach Bond was like, I really, really like her. We went and talked to her coach. Her coach gave us her opinion on Ashika, which wasn't very favorable. It didn't really matter to us. You know, we knew that there were some things that Ashika was struggling with, her grades and things like that. But it didn't matter to us. You know, at that time, we had a program for young girls that we wanted to be able to help achieve their goals. So we put Ashika in that program. It was called Atlanta's Young Misses, at our College Connect program. And, you know, we talked to Ashika, and she could commit it right away. She would come into the gym. You know, we'd pick her up from, you know, she'd get into the gym 3 or 4 times a week. And she worked. And it's funny because people used to always say that, oh, she's naturally talented. She's naturally gifted. She could naturally athletic. She did not know how to play basketball. Okay. She couldn't make a layup. She couldn't dribble.
Oh, wow. We getting all the tea today. I like this. Okay.
But she was athletic and she worked so hard. She and, you know, she was with a group of girls who just, all of them came to us in their sophomore year, and which is really late to start playing AAU on the level we were playing, you know. But we were talking yesterday, Sheik and I, and it was like, I don't know how we went out there and beat some of these teams because none of y'all could play. But they worked so hard, and she was one of those kids that just worked so hard every single day. And she went through so much from, you know, she brought her grades up, her attitude improved drastically, you know. She did, you could tell that she started caring because we cared, and we cared a lot. Like, you know, one thing we know about Ashika, she likes to eat. You get some chicken wing and she'll do anything for you, you know.
Oh, wow.
So we knew we fed her, we took care of her. Ashika was going to perform on the court and her attitude was going to be great. So
absolutely. Hey, Ashika, let me ask you on the flip side of that, what was it like when these ladies first approached you? What did you think about them?
I mean, see, I just had started basketball, so that was like my second year playing basketball. So honestly, I had no real desire to even keep playing. I didn't think about college. So after meeting them and joining their program and stuff, they kind of brought that to my attention. Like, I can be great. I can go to school for free. Like, that is an option for me. So that's probably what motivated me the most.
Absolutely. And like, listen, Coach Bond, I don't think you realize this, but when I'm watching the tapes of you and I'm watching the tapes of Ashika, I know why you like her, because y'all have similarities in the way that y'all play. Talk about that, Coach Bond. When you've seen her and you think about the way you've played as a professional and as a coach, and, you know, you've been a baller your whole life as well, but talk about the similarities that you've seen in Ashika, because I've watched y'all both and I see a lot myself.
Ashika, she just has that dog in her. Right. It's like, she has that attitude where you're not going to tell me what I cannot do. I'm going to show you that I can do it. And that's what I love about her. And the first time I saw her play, I saw the spurts here and there of the athleticism. And I mean, just coming from my background and just knowing what I was looking for, I was like, with some work and, you know, time in the gym, she can be an amazing basketball player. So that's kind of what I tried to instill in her and make her believe what I saw in her as well.
Definitely. And I know, speaking to Miss Milburn and seeing how she pulls and pushes for young ladies to, you know, make it, Ashika, I want to ask you this question, because like I said in the introduction, you took the long way to grandma's house. You know, you went to one school, you got injured, ended up going to Langston. Talk about the times when, you know, things might have got dark for you, or some of the things like you maybe wanted to give up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Honestly, times got hard, dark, many times. I mean, like I said, coming out of high school, went to Marshall University, made some poor decisions. That was my fault. Got released from that program. Scrambling to get to another school, went to Grand Canyon University, got another opportunity to go to Grand Canyon University. You know, played a semester, but not on any games, you know, just practicing, get back in shape, stuff like that. Then the following semester, found out I was pregnant. So had to sit out again, but, you know, struggling just to find my way back to basketball. You know, I just felt like I was making bad decisions and stuff like that. So, you know, it got hard, but ultimately I got a third opportunity, thankfully, and I'm here today.
Ms. Milburn, I know you talk a lot about Ashika and you love her so much, but what was one of those things like you really talked to her about to say, hey, listen, you can't give up, you know, when y'all would just have y'all one-on-one conversations? Talk about that for a second.
Well, she gets kind of stubborn sometimes, but, and I mean, it's to be expected, especially when she's young, you know, she's in her early 20s. So like she said, it took her a while to kind of process that people are here for her genuinely because we genuinely care about her. So even with us, we've had our ups and downs, because sometimes when you're young and you're making these decisions, you kind of shut people away because you know you're making decisions and you're mad at yourself and you think everybody else is going to be mad. One thing I think she can know about us is that I've told her this since she was in high school, that we're always going to love her and we're always going to be here for her.
Right.
You know, and that's one thing I just always tell her, no matter what, it doesn't matter what you do. She's like one of my own kids. It doesn't matter what you do. We're always going to be here for you. It doesn't matter where you go. You can go, you know, we tell you, you can go to the community college, you go to the WNBA. It doesn't matter to us as long as she's safe and she's happy and she's moving forward. And, you know, and the thing about it, she, if you look at her story, well, it's, you know, you look at her story, you would say she just kept taking steps backwards. But I don't know if she realized that every step that she took that seemed backwards was preparing her for this moment. You know, because even this journey that's coming up is not going to be an easy one. Nah, you know, she's still going to face disappointment. She's still going to face some tough times. But she's already going through some of the toughest times that she's going to face. You know, so all of those experiences she had, all the lessons that she's learned is really setting her up for what's to come.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we talk about tough obstacles that may be in her way. Coach Bond, as you being a professional as well, what piece of advice right now that you can give to Ashika as she prepares on her journey now?
Sheik, just go out there and play your game. Don't listen to what anybody says to you. Negative. They got, if they're positive, if it's positive energy, they're lifting you up, then keep them by your side. Anybody that's, you know, speaking negative about you or telling you where you don't belong, you know, push them away and you bring that dog back out of you. I mean, you made it this far, so ain't no turning back. You just keep going. And as long as you give your all, then you're gonna be all right.
Definitely.
And I'll give you an example of why these programs are important. And I'm going to say this. I had a conversation, I think I told you this last week or the week before, with a guy who's running a youth program. He has girls' teams and boys' teams. I'm not going to say the program or his name, but he played in the NBA. His son currently plays in the NBA. And the conversation we had was pretty much, you know, their concern is the basketball. Their concern is what they can get from the basketball and from these kids. You know, when they have kids in their program who aren't doing well academically, they're not passing, but these kids are highlighted on their pages, they're highlighted all over the place, but a lot of these kids aren't even eligible to get to the colleges that have already made them offers. Ashika is a perfect example of why it does matter. You know, I've been told it doesn't matter, these kids aren't our problem, it's their parents, it's their teacher's responsibility, but it's not always that simple, and Ashika is a perfect example. Ashika's making history because people cared when she was younger, not now. You know, they care when really she wasn't playing basketball. You know, she wasn't on anybody's radar. And people, it wasn't just us. There was a lot of people. There was Octavius, Coach O, who dedicated their time to make sure that no matter what path she was taking, she was going to be successful. You know, and that's the importance of programs. And that's the impact coaches and mentors and people can have on young people like Ashika. Because she is making history because it was somebody else's problem. You know, she wasn't a problem, but I'm just saying the situation, we made her our situation, you know, and I could not, I mean, it wasn't easy for her from even in high school when she tore her ACL and, you know, she thought everything was over. In her junior year, she tore her ACL, you know, that's her last year to play AAU and she thought it was over for her, you know, but it wasn't, you know, we got her back and she's gone through so much and she has such a story to tell. And that's why it's so important for people to invest in, especially girls who are playing sports. You know, in this case, basketball.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Milburn, because you took one of my questions, but I'm glad you did it. But don't worry, I'm going to still do my host job, so I got this, ready? So, Ashika, let's talk about that, because she's absolutely right. So many different people and programs fail to look at the importance of academics in the school side of things. And when you were in the program with Ms. Milburn and Coach Bond and so many others, they put an emphasis on education. How was that emphasis on education important as you transitioned to Marshall and then to Langston? And how was that important to get you through the classroom work, not so much the basketball work?
I mean, it's very important because having good grades made my transitions way easier.
Right.
It made my opportunities endless, really, because nobody can really say I'm a bad kid. They can't say I'm a smart kid. So, you know, transferring to Langston, you know, it was no brainer. I had more than a passing GPA, passing, you know, so it was easy.
Definitely. And here's a point where I'm glad you mentioned Langston, because our HBCUs are considered to be institutions of families, institution of love, institution of endearing, and the struggle as us as a people, as us as a culture. What were some of the lessons that you learned with your time at Langston and being a part of HBCU? And also I want you to talk to the fact that why so many different athletes overlook HBCUs as an opportunity and a route to make it professionally.
Ignorance. Because I was one of those kids that was ignorant who looked away from HBCU. Because I'm not gonna lie, I've gotten the most help I've ever gotten outside of D1 at my HBCU. Gotcha. my foundation there is tremendous. Like my coach's wife, she has my son right now while I'm here, you know? So being able to trust people with my kid there is very important. And, you know, that community is really a family. So I appreciate my HBCU.
Definitely, definitely. And you mentioned your son. Now that you are a mother as well as a professional, as well as you got to do interviews and you got to go to practice and work out, how do you plan to multitask, girl? I'm just curious, like, what's that looking like for you? Like, what's the support system? What's your village going to look like for you now being in Minnesota? I know that's a different and foreign territory. We're praying for all the best for you, but have you got even a chance to think about what's going to happen now as you got to juggle just so many different things?
Coach Tamika used to tell me when I was younger, like, it takes a village. I mean, and that's still with me right now. Like, you know, being able to trust somebody with your child while you're not away is big, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it means everything, you know? But multitasking is something I've been doing. So, I mean, the transition, just it's not going to look any different to me.
Definitely. Listen, you got a great motor. Like, I enjoy watching some of your highlights. Like, the way you get up and down the floor, your passion for basketball, it's one of those things where it's super amazing. And like Coach Bond said, you do got that dog in you. Like, you got no back down. You go at people, you know, and you have one of the smoothest jump shots I've seen in a long time, y'all. We ain't talk about that. And Jay is all right in these streets. I just want to let you know that between new friends now. But I want to ask you this, and I want Coach Bond to chime in too. What were some of the intangibles that you had to work on when you first got ingrained in the game of basketball? And when nobody's looking and maybe there's nobody around, what are some of the things that when you get in the gym that you're working on? Maybe is it your first step? Is it your jab? Like, what are some of the things that you like pride yourself on working out on?
Ball handling. Because like Coach Bond and Tamika said, I cannot dribble for nothing. So, you know, even the slightest time off throws you off. So that's the first thing I work on, ball handling. Next is like form shooting. I still do form shooting from back when I was a kid. So jump shots off the dribble stuff. So that's a little thing.
Coach Bond, what were some of the things she had to work on when y'all first got her in?
Like she said, ball handling. She used to love to want to dribble. She wanted to have this high crossover. You got to keep it low and tight. But and then her left hand. So she likes to favor that right hand. But everybody know on this level, at that next level in college, you got to be able to go both ways. It's got to be when people are scouting you, they don't know whether you're left or right handed until you shoot that jump shot. So
right. Absolutely.
Yeah, we were in the gym mainly working on ball handling and pretty much, you know, sports performance stuff, keeping her explosive, first right. up, things like that. So
yeah, those are all the things I've seen in them clips. And listen, when you got to your final year at Langston, which you only was there a short time, and girl, you was a torch. We were talking about 22-6 a night.
Yeah.
Talk about the opportunities, like you said, going to Langston, but just being so prolific and how the coaching staff and your teammates entrusted you not only to be a leader, but also being that prolific scorer and that prolific player that you were there at Langston.
Yeah, you know, coming from D1, of course, your expectation is a little bit more higher. You're used to seeing different competition, but one thing I can say about my conference at this NAIA, it is some competition. You know, former D1 players has transferred and gone to that schools in that conference, so my head coach, EP, Elaine Powell, she played in NBA as well. And, you know, she expected different. So I had to perform different. So each night I had to try to stay consistent. I had to, you know, I had to go to that conference and kill. That was my main focus, you know. So I had to make some people feel sorry for themselves.
As you should, as you should, as you should. We ain't gonna worry about them laughing at that. As you should, that's what you're supposed to do.
That was a good laugh. Okay. We've been telling her that since she was in high school.
Definitely.
You go so, out there and make them feel bad about stepping on the court with you.
Definitely. You going from Langston being one of those ones and being a top caliber player, now you got to begin to, you know, set your footprints and I'm gonna call it the league, in the league itself. What's your thoughts about that? Like, how do you plan to attack that? How do you plan to go at different people? And let's keep it 100. You got a little checklist of some people you want to go at right away. You got some names out here.
You know, I ain't got no beef with nobody. But you know, I you know, I just want to compete. Kobe Bryant is my go-to. That's my guy right there. So, you know, I'm not afraid of anybody. I plan on stopping people. I plan on playing my own game and being successful, you know. But yeah, it's time.
As it should be. So we're going to throw some names out there to you, because the organization that you are going into knows nothing but championships. We talking about Simone Augustus. We talking about Maya Moore. You got some big shoes to handle, girlfriend, in terms of the organization that you are with in Minnesota. Have you thought about that? Have you talked to people? What's the expectation of you? Because they know that you different. You definitely different. So what is the expectation that the organization already has for you since Thursday till it's only Sunday now? And are you ready for that?
Yeah, most definitely. Since I've talked to Cheryl Reeves, you know, for almost a week now, and you know, she don't expect anything different but to show them why I should be there. So, you know, that's just my main goal. But you know, my girl, Maya Moore, I'm actually in here right now, because that was my girl too. I loved her crossover pull up. So
yeah,
she was dope. But you know, it's easy.
I'm gonna take you somewhere real quick, because I know you coming from, you know, Gwinnett County and Georgia and everything, and there's everything from Ahmaud Arbery that's happened in Georgia, and so many different things that we've seen around the country in terms of racial divide. And the WNBA was very, very prolific in being a part of some of the things as change agents, especially in the bubble, and especially as this world continues to evolve about equality in the sports world, equality for this world. You are now going to be a part of that sorority. What's your thoughts about that? What's your thoughts about the voice you will now have and the platform that you will now have to talk about some different things? As a mom. Yeah,
of course, that's very important, especially having a son, you know.
Right.
I want to do as much as I can to help my own, as well as my, you know, my people and everything. So, you know, just trying to shed light on and change in general is big, you know. It's not something I'll shy away from. I think I'll be more than proud to do it.
Absolutely, definitely. I want to go back to Mommy Milburn for a second real quick, because, you know, she's the mother of all. I know y'all have had conversations just in the recent couple of days, but before we get ready to conclude, any last parting words that you have for one of your daughters that has now made it to the league?
You know, I'm trying not to get emotional, but she knows I'm just so proud of her. And I think that this entire cycle that has happened is beautiful. You know, one of the things we didn't mention is she's going to go play for a coach that Coach Bond played for when Coach Bond played in the WNBA. You know, we're building the WPBA as an organization that provides an alternative to the WNBA. And, you know, we would love if she could play for us, but I always say I do what's best for the kids. And this is what's best for Ashika. It's best for little girls. It's best for HBCUs. It's just best overall for her to be in this position. You know, I was listening to an interview with her head coach last night that she sent me. And no matter what happened, like you said, Ashika's name is going to be in history books. She's making her mark. You know, and Ashika knows one thing that I'm huge on is telling her story. You know, she has to share her story, and now she really doesn't have a choice, you know? So, like, she has to tell her story, because like she said, even if that village is not directly connected to you, we're all a part of that village, and her being able to share her journey and her story and, you know, the fact that she's actually doing it, I could not be more proud of her.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Ashika, I got another question for you right now. Like, what is your energy like at this moment? Because you really kind of subdued. Like, I don't know, like I said in the introduction part, like, you really are a professional. And, you know, some people wait their whole life to do this, or, you know, they dream about being a professional. And, you know, they talk about they want to help their mom out, buy a nice car, buy a nice home. But in terms of you and your mind space, what is it right now for you to be a professional in the WNBA?
Right now, my spirit is just really calm. You know, I'm just, you know, just taking it all in. Very grateful. That's one thing I can say. I'm very, very grateful to be here. But, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time. And, you know, that's about it.
And last but not least, before we get up out of here for today, I want you to tell me two things that you learned from the WPBA program that'll probably carry you for the remainder of your days in this journey we call life.
She was in the Atlanta Young Misses program. That's all connected.
Right.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah, you put me on the spot, man.
that's my job. I love my job.
Trust your foundation. That's one thing I can't say. Because like I said, I was a hard-headed kid. So yes, trust my foundation. What's another thing? I'm just saying, keep going. Just whatever you do, be successful. Do, you know, do your best in whatever you do and just keep going.
That's perfect. And the reason why I asked that, because when we go to show this to other people in the program, they're going to see that because of those two things, they have what you have. And that's amazing. Listen, Coach Bond, we thank you. To our commissioner, Ms. Tamika Milbourne, we thank you so much. And to our esteemed, illustrious guest, Ms. Ashika Alexander, listen, we wish you all the best in your journeys and your pathways. You know, the village will be here to support you. We wish you all the very, very best. Listen, you share so many different things with us, but you will be one of those ones because you got that engine, you got that motor, and you got that dog. So we wish you all the success, all right?
Thank you.
Definitely, definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another great episode of the Tunnel Series presented to you by the WPBA. Make sure you catch this and so many different things we got coming to you very soon. And for more information on the league, make sure you go to the website, www.thewpba.com. I'm your guy, TJ. It's been a great episode. Y'all take care.